Musician Ike Turner is on the road to promote his new album. Commentator B.B. Moore Campbell attended one of his concerts last month in Chicago.
At open-air free concerts with first-come, first-served seating, I usually wend my way to the front. I'm not very big, and I like to see the artists as they perform. But at Chicago's Blues Festival, when Ike Turner took the stage, I traveled only to the middle of the crowd. You remember Ike. He's alleged to be the second most notorious wife beater in modern times. If you have ever been a woman cowering on the scary side of a man's fist, you'll understand my decision not to get too close. I was close enough to see that Ike looked good. Not quite as good as Tina, but he's filled out since his scrawny drug-addicted days, and he smiles a lot. But forget his looks. Ike and his Kings of Rhythm sounded fantastic. He is, after all, one of the creators of rhythm and blues, no small musical accomplishment. And for the first time in more than 20 years, Ike has a new recording. Judging by what I heard in Grant Park, his new CD is probably hot. Might take you back to way back when, if you want to go there. I didn't want to go there, but should I buy that CD? Should I pay money to see Ike when he comes to Los Angeles, where I live? Should I support Ike, or should I hold a grudge and stay home until his comeback goes away? After all, Ike bruised me, too. He made me remember. Not long ago, I read an article on Tina Turner. It included lots of color photographs of Madam Legs chilling in her spectacular villa overlooking the Mediterranean. She's a long way from Nutbush. If you've ever been a woman who had to flee from a man's hard, relentless footsteps, his grim, resolute mouth, his fist, his kick, his gun, his evil intentions, then you know that an ocean between you and him is called a blessing. Tina's keeping her distance. Should I keep mine? When Ike finished his last number at the park, somebody on stage started up the chant, "I like Ike," and the crowd, beer-sodden and rowdy, took up the refrain. Ike bowed and smiled. He blew the audience a kiss, then stretched out both arms and made two V's with his fingers. Was that for victory or peace? Ike's music is seductive, like a lover pleading for another chance. His music makes you forget your pain or even the memory of it. His songs promise that your bad times are over. Ike says he's been clean and sober for a dozen years or more. I want to believe that he's a resurrected man, but I keep thinking of all those bruises that drove Tina to the hospital. His music doesn't apologize. I didn't hear him say, "I was wrong. I'm sorry." One of my girlfriends says, "Men like Ike don't change. They just change women." If you have ever been a woman who has reached the other side of the ocean, alive, you'll understand why, as much as I would like to dance to Ike's new music, all I can do is cringe.
The comments of B.B. Moore Campbell, whose latest novel, What You Owe Me, will be published next month.